Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Daughters of the Bamboo Grove by Barbara Demick is a reported true story that follows the unraveling of a family mystery spanning continents, languages, and political systems. Centered on twin girls born in China and separated under murky circumstances, the narrative traces how one child grows up in an American adoptive family while the other remains in China, shaped by a very different set of opportunities and constraints. Demick, known for immersive journalism, uses the twins' experiences as a human-scale lens on bigger forces such as the one-child policy era, the adoption boom to the United States, and the uneven social safety nets that influenced who was considered adoptable. The book moves between intimate family scenes and the institutional realities of hospitals, orphanages, local officials, and international paperwork. As the truth comes into focus, it raises difficult questions about loss and belonging, the meaning of identity, and the long tail of decisions made by adults around vulnerable children. The result is both investigative and deeply personal. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a separation shaped by policy, poverty, and secrecy. A central topic is how the twin separation cannot be understood as a single dramatic act, but as the outcome of an ecosystem of pressures. The book situates the girls' early lives within a China where family planning rules, local enforcement, and economic insecurity could make infants vulnerable. In many communities, decisions about raising a child were influenced by costs of healthcare, expectations about sons and daughters, and the fear of penalties. Demick explores how secrecy becomes a survival strategy, from quiet arrangements to incomplete records, and how this secrecy later hardens into a barrier that adoptees and families must confront. The narrative also highlights the gray zone between voluntary relinquishment and coercion, where families may feel they have no real choice. This topic matters because it reframes adoption from a purely private story to a public one, shaped by institutions and incentives. By tracking the ripple effects of an initial separation, the book shows how small administrative actions and community dynamics can change a person's entire life trajectory, and how accountability becomes difficult once time passes and documents conflict or disappear. Secondly, international adoption and the reality behind the paperwork. Another key topic is the machinery of international adoption, especially the gap between official narratives and messy realities. The book examines how dossiers, birth finding reports, and orphanage histories can appear authoritative while still being partial, sanitized, or wrong. Demick emphasizes that paperwork often reflects what institutions can safely record rather than what truly happened, particularly when local actors face incentives to meet quotas or maintain compliance. For adoptive parents in the United States, the documents can feel like a promise of certainty, offering closure about origins and consent. Yet the twin story underscores how those assurances can later unravel, leaving families to interpret contradictions and confront uncomfortable possibilities. This topic also explores the emotional stakes for adoptive families, the desire to do good, the fear of complicity in wrongdoing, and the challenge of parenting a child whose history may be unknowable. By illuminating the adoption pipeline from local intermediaries to international agencies, the book invites readers to think critically about systems that rely on the movement of children across borders, and about what ethical safeguards should look like when the most affected person cannot speak for themselves. Thirdly, two lives, two cultures, and the weight of divergent upbringings, the twins' parallel lives form a powerful study of how environment shapes identity, health, education, and belonging. One grows up in the United States within an adoptive family, navigating questions of heritage, race, and origin while benefiting from American resources and expectations. The other remains in China, rooted in local culture and family networks, but constrained by different educational pathways, social services, and economic prospects. Demick treats these differences with nuance, avoiding simplistic claims that one life is purely fortunate and the other purely tragic. Instead, the book shows how each context offers forms of security and forms of loss, and how the meaning of family differs across cultures. This topic also highlights the psychological complexity of being a twin without knowing it, the sense of incompleteness, the persistent curiosity about resemblance, and the grief that can accompany later discovery. By comparing the sisters' experiences, the narrative raises larger questions about nature versus nurture, the role of language and community in selfhood, and how a single early event can split a shared beginning into radically different outcomes. Fourthly, searching for origins, investigation, DNA, and the ethics of reunion, the book devotes significant attention to the process of finding answers, showing how modern tools and old-fashioned reporting converge. Search efforts often involve piecing together fragments, a hospital name, a city, a date, a memory from a caregiver, or a clue hidden in a translation. DNA testing and online databases can accelerate discovery, but they also introduce new ethical dilemmas, including consent, privacy, and the possibility of exposing painful secrets for multiple families at once. Demick examines how reunions are not a simple happy ending, but a complicated beginning, requiring emotional negotiation and patience. For adoptees, learning the truth can bring relief and disorientation simultaneously, as identity stories must be rewritten. For birth families, reunion can reopen trauma, guilt, or anger, especially when explanations are contested. For adoptive families, it can be an exercise in humility and support, redefining family as an expanded network rather than a closed unit. This topic emphasizes that searching is as much about meaning as it is about facts. The act of looking becomes a way to reclaim agency, even when the final answers remain incomplete or morally ambiguous. Lastly, accountability, compassion, and what the story suggests for the future. Beyond the twins, the book engages with what justice and responsibility might look like in cases involving disputed adoption histories. Demick explores how accountability is difficult when systems are fragmented, records are weak, and the people involved may have acted under pressure or with limited options. The story prompts readers to consider multiple forms of harm: the harm of separation, the harm of misinformation, and the harm of silence that prevents healing. At the same time, the book shows the role of compassion, not as an excuse, but as a way to understand how ordinary people become entangled in extraordinary outcomes. This topic also points toward broader lessons: the need for transparent child welfare practices, stronger verification in international placements, and long-term support for adoptees seeking identity and connection. It encourages a view of adoption as a lifelong process rather than a one-time transaction, with responsibilities that continue into adulthood. By grounding policy-level questions in the lived reality of two sisters, the narrative suggests that future reforms should prioritize the rights of the child to truth and continuity, while also respecting the complex emotional terrain families must navigate. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a deeply human true story that also explains the systems behind it. It will resonate with adoptees, adoptive parents, and birth family members looking for context beyond personal experience, as well as anyone interested in modern China, social policy, and investigative journalism. The main benefit is clarity. It helps readers understand how separation and adoption can be shaped by incentives, bureaucracy, and cultural assumptions, not only by individual choices. That understanding can strengthen empathy, improve the way families talk about identity and origin, and encourage more ethical decision-making in adoption-related spaces. It is also valuable for readers who care about truth-seeking, because it demonstrates how persistence, documentation, and new technologies can challenge long-accepted narratives while still honoring the emotional complexity of everyone involved. Compared with similar books that focus only on an adoptee's memoir or only on policy critique, Demick combines intimate storytelling with reported detail, giving the reader both heart and structure. The result feels worth buying because it offers a complete reading experience, a compelling narrative, a careful examination of institutions, and lasting questions that stay relevant long after the final page. If you would like to support Barbara Demick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.